What's your occupation? Current and or past, college professor and editor. How long have you lived on Bowen? 17 years. Who inspires you? Real or fictional? Given my current role, a number of female provincial politicians, including Selena Robinson, Minister of Finance, and Josie Osborne, Minister of Land, Water and Resource Stewardship. They demonstrate courage, a clear understanding of their roles and responsibilities, creativity, and approachability. During this campaign, I also started a small private project called, What Does a Woman Mayor Look Like? Women mayors from across the province have been sending me pictures and bio notes. They're characterized by good humor and a spirit of resiliency. It's been fun. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. Bowen Community. Board Vice Chair, Bowen Island Library. Member, National Park Community Advisory Committee. Board Member, Bowen Island Heritage Preservation Association. Municipal Representative, Community Foundation Resiliency Fund. Current Municipal and Regional Committees. Member, Community Economic Development Committee. Member, Environment and Climate Action Advisory Committee. Co-Chair, Heritage Commission. Member, Housing Advisory Committee. Member, Mayor's Standing Committee on Community Lands. Member, Public Art Advisory Committee. Member, Metro Vancouver Regional Parks Committee. Member, North Shore Standing Committee on Substance Use. Prior Municipal and Regional Committees. Chair, Communications Team. Chair, Snug Cove Improvements Working Group. Chair, then Co-Chair, Heritage Commission. Member, Economic Development, Emergency Executive, Internet Connectivity, Community Lands, Community Center Communications, On Island Composting. Member of the new Committees on Housing and on Environment and Climate Action. Board Member, Metro Vancouver Regional District. Vice Chair, Metro Vancouver Regional Culture Subcommittee. Member, Metro Vancouver Regional Parks Committee. Member, North Shore Standing Committee on Substance Use. Selected Other. Member of Douglas College Governance, Curriculum and Program Development, and Hiring Committees. Over the years, from 2000, Founding Advisory Committee, Royal Roads University School of Communication and Culture, CA. 2003, President, Editors Canada, 2005-2007, Member, Editors Canada National Certification Development Team, 2003-2007. What are your, non-housing, related priorities for the next 4 years? I have three priorities: completing our capital projects, developing a new or updated official community plan, and securing new revenue streams and grant program eligibility. Other priorities include dedicated light industrial lands, additional community-based collaborative projects, like the bike park and Westside Playscape, and a focus on mitigation and adaptation to climate change, especially as it impacts infrastructure. As well, intergovernmental and agency relations need constant nurturing to ensure they benefit Bowen Island. For example, eligibility for rural infrastructure funding through ICE-T, enhanced on-island transit through TransLink, and better ferry service through BC Ferries or a social enterprise partnership. How would you tackle the issue of affordable rental housing on Bowen? And, Bowen will be doing a full review of short-term rental policies next year. Do you have any early thoughts on this specifically, i.e., should short-term rentals continue to be allowed in secondary suites? I'd tackle the issue by continuing with work underway and being open to other options. Current work includes supporting Birch by confirming its $1 a year agreement to lease part of Lot 3. Encouraging other partnerships. Advocating for better provincial funding programs. If possible, introducing the municipal and regional district tax payable by users of B&Bs and residential guest accommodation to help fund the Housing Reserve Fund. Advancing work on the Lot 1 expression of interest. Calling for pilot projects using the proposed cluster zoning small homes option. Proceeding with the review of short-term rental policies and not prejudging its outcome. Property taxes are set for a double-digit increase next year. What will your fiscal approach be re? What municipal financial obligations are passed on to property owners? Last year, given staff turnover, the municipality had to develop a budget very quickly. In the coming term, I look forward to a slower public process guided by our staff and more fully explained and easily accessible to the community. I anticipate discussion of our business tax rate and whether it should differ from our residential tax rate. Bowen is the only municipality in the province with a 1-to-1 ratio for business, residential rates. I also expect thorough discussion of any impacts on infrastructure from tourism, the proposed park at Cape Roger Curtis, and climate change. Assuming the land sale goes through, how will you advocate Bowen gets the best result from the proposed Cape Roger Curtis Park? I'll first try to understand what the best result means for Islanders. That means paying attention to formal and informal feedback to Metro as well as the process for the pending rezoning. There are many potential impacts, positive and less so, of the proposed park, but I take comfort in knowing through experience that Metro Parks is proceeding in good faith. I would try to ensure that the engagement process is open for revision if needed, that some Bowen facilitators are used in the engagement, and that the concerns of residents are addressed. I'd then vote accordingly on the rezoning. What will your approach to tourism on Bowen be, and how would you strike a balance between the tourism economy and issues that arise from it, ferry capacity, increased strain on island services such as emergency, etc.? Simple options include better signage, no marketing campaigns, which has been the case for a while, an info flyer available in Horseshoe Bay, and additional BC Ferries funded ferry marshalling. Beyond that, a passenger ferry would help. I'm keen to examine more closely a current proposal for an electric ferry funded through a social enterprise model of government support, private equity, and user revenue. BC Ferries also could perhaps load shift traffic through identifying additional runs as lower cost, as they're now doing with the 9:30 p.m. runs. The larger question of balance needs to be addressed through a tourism strategic plan. Bowen's population rose by 600 in the past 5 years, and could pass 5,000 by the next census in 4 years. What is your opinion on continued population growth on the island, and the best ways to manage it? I expect the population will continue to grow but not at that rate. Because external factors also influence growth, it's difficult to predict or manage. As Bowen is no longer an inexpensive housing option, that alone is going to serve as a constraint on growth, as is ferry inconvenience and construction cost. The more important question is what kind of growth do we want here? I'm not interested in seeing more single detached homes because they do not serve the needs of many of our residents, aspiring homeowners, downsizers, retirees, your kids. Water, sewage and roads will need major amounts of work in the upcoming years. What will your approach to our infrastructure be to avoid surprise or rising costs? We live in a time of surprises but must prepare as best we can. We need to proceed with asset management for all municipally owned assets. As a community, we need to recognize that parts of our community infrastructure are held together with the equivalent of scotch tape and chewing gum, and that's a failure that can't be attributed to a specific council. It's a fact developed over time by enthusiastic islanders who loved living at the end of a road. We have a steady, slow task ahead of us, supported by much external funding as we can secure. What is your position on the Bowen Election Islands Trust referendum, and how do you want to see Bowen's relationship with Islands Trust change, or not, during the next term? Keeping in mind the group has applied to the provincial government for a full review of its operations. I don't fully understand the community opinion question as presented and voted against its inclusion on the ballot because of its lack of clarity and potential for divisiveness. I frankly don't know how I'll vote on the poll. I am generally supportive of the Islands Trust and believe that its mandate of preserve and protect is worthwhile. I also believe that the requested provincial government review of the trust mandate, structure, and operations is a good thing. I would like to contribute to that process. I would also like the province to make a larger contribution to financially supporting the trust in the interests of the residents of British Columbia so that, perhaps, the islands themselves could reduce their annual requisition. And for fun, if you could pick a new animal to add to Bowen's mascot roster, which would it be and why? A heritage owl for its perspective and wisdom. And here she is. Contact maureennicholson.camaureennicholson@shaw.ca.